So it's very exciting. Very exciting in Eretz Yisrael. Erev Tavshilin. Wow. 3 days Yom Tov, and we have to make an Erev Tavshilin. 3 days Kodesh in a row. In the olden days in Eretz Yisrael, before there were generators all over, it was also a very exciting time for people who didn't use electricity. And they really had to hunker down and order huge boxes of ice in order to make it Kodesh days. Now, with the proliferation of generators, it's not such a big deal. But Erev Tavshilin is a very exciting, very exciting. So, you may remember the words, you're from Chutz La'aretz, everybody. Erev Tavshilin. So, the idea of Erev Tavshilin is that at least midrabbanan for somewhat complicated reasons, perhaps we should say, at least midrabbanan, you can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So, how are you going to prepare for Shabbos? So, they made Erev Tavshilin. Erev usually means you mix in Erev Techumen, Erev Chatzeres, and Erev Tavshilin, because you're mixing in the preparation. You're mixing the preparation of Erev Yom Tov Wednesday with the preparation of Friday for Shabbos. It's not matir anything on Thursday to do Thursday. You have to do it Friday. You can do it Thursday night. It's ke'ilu, you started, the concept being, you started preparing on Wednesday and you're just continuing on Friday for Yom Tov. The head of the household makes the Erev for all members of his household. The minig is that if married children come to you for Yom Tov, it's assumed that they are included in that Erev. A guest is already more complicated and is probably not automatically included in the Erev. He can be, but he should ask a shayla. The guest should ask a shayla how to be included in the Erev, or if he should make his own, or maybe he has no plans to prepare or do anything for Shabbos, and then he shouldn't make an Erev, certainly should not make a bracha. So that such a person should ask a shayla exactly how he should be misnayig with the Erev. There's a declaration that you have to make after the bracha. You make a bracha on mitzvah Erev, then you say, Yehishar Olon, so you should, you have to understand it. You're saying with this it should be mutter for us to bake and to cook and to keep warm, v'atmana, v'adluke sharga, and to light candles and to carry, v'afuke, and to carry anything we need to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It might not be matir anything, but certainly ochel nefesh and things that are necessary for food, it's matir. And if your siddur or machzor says lonu l'chol Yisrael hadorim be'ir hazos, just skip it. It's not meant for you. It's meant for the upper class, like the rabbis. Okay. So he's talking about things that are mutter to do, and he talked about three types of things that are mutter to do, but now he says the rule. He said, really, what's wrong with the third category, and where you're skirting dangerous territory in the second territory, is that A, you're not exercising self-control, so your whole outlook on life is to pursue pleasure, which sounds terrible, but we basically pursue what we want to do, right? We do what we want to do, especially the last 100 years, maybe 80 years. There's more of an emphasis on you can do it all, and you can have it all, and you can do it all, and why shouldn't you do it? What's the matter? What's wrong? And everybody knows the Gemara about Rebbe with the 10 fingers. Just like everybody knows the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't get out of bed too fast. Chas v'shalom, it's not good. Everybody knows that Mishnah. Every kid tells his mother, you know what the Mishnah Berurah says? You're not supposed to jump out of bed. You have to stay in bed. You have to rest a little. You can't just jump out of bed. It's dangerous. So everybody knows that Rebbe said, I must have leaked in the Sardin if anything, I didn't have pleasure from the world. Anyway, so the Chavis HaBavah says that your whole outlook on life is warped. Your whole mahalach is warped. The purpose of life is like you're taking a maslul of getting what you want and doing what you want and enjoying yourself, and that's just terrible. And therefore, it will either likely or very possibly, or you're in extreme danger that when you get to a davar osur mamish, you're not going to have the willpower to resist because you're on that slippery slope. Number one. And number two, since your whole mahalach in life is warped, so you're going to neglect doing the things you have to do in avodas Hashem because you're busy with other things. So those are the two dangers of category three, certainly. But even category two, you have to be very careful about. Category two being that things that, you know, that give you pleasure and you enjoy them, even if it's not over the line. So in general, the Chavis HaLavavis says the following sentence. And then and we'll conclude with that. And it's a powerful sentence, and it doesn't really help us much in sense of... Nowadays, you know, we want we don't want Shara Precious. We want Precious Kehilchasa, right? Where it's going to say, like, tell me what to do and what not to do. It's not like that. You have to find your own, as Rabbi Yechiel Spiro says about Kashrus. I love the phrase. You have to find your comfort zone, and you have to see what you're comfortable with. But you have to do Precious. Roy lechaochi linug beprecious. B'ta'anugos hamutaros kefi yecholtecha. That's the Chavis HaLavavis talking. You have to, as nobody, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal says on the tape on Chavis HaLavavis that, oh boy, the Alter von Kellum, is that possible? Didn't eat deli. The pshat in deli is that they want to make the meat very, very tasty and geschmack. So he didn't eat it, because the whole purpose was to be geschmack. He's not saying everybody should do that. You see, you hear that, and you go, well, Deli, what's going to be with Beryl Thomas? Like, he's going to send out emails, I'm trying to cut into his business. You have to find something. But you have to practice. As we said, you have to exercise your self-control muscle. Achiyu beinecha, and you have to, something you have to pick to do. Maybe start small and pick small things. Bedargas hata'anugos sheyu beinecha. I'm sorry. Lino bedarga hamutoros kviyacholtecha acheyu beinecha kedargas hata'anugos haasuros alecha. That's the rule. You have to pick things that are purely for pleasure, and be poreish from them as if they were osur mamish, because as I said, you're exercising your self control muscle. And you're not, you're reminding yourself that it's not about this. Life is not about, right, the pursuit of happiness. It's not. I know we swear allegiance to the American Declaration of Independence, but it's not about the pursuit of, what is it, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not. It's not what life's about. Kedei shelo tazniach toroscha v'taniach mitzvasecha. Here he puts it, he talks about the haznocha of what you're supposed to be doing. At the very least, I would imagine, is the pshat. At the very least, understand that you have to exercise that muscle, because you're certainly in danger of not concentrating on the important things in life and getting caught up in the things we get caught up with. So at least practice and kifiyacholtecha to be poresh. Okay.